This is Jazz Made in Australia, an hour of Australian jazz brought to you across the nation by the Community Radio Network. I'm Philip James. We begin today's show with a track from one of five albums released recently in the ongoing series curated by jazz staff at the Sir Zelman Cohen School of Music at Monash University. Each album features an acclaimed artist working alongside Monash School of Music staff and students. Today we feature bass player Linda May Han Oh, and playing with her drummer Rory Wilson, on piano Ollie Rolfe, on guitar Harry Tinney, the trumpet player is Jerry Lye, on trombone Lachlan Smith, tenor saxophonist Jared Becker, and on alto Michael Kellett. This piece is called Ikan Bilis. Thank you. That was bass player and composer Linda May Han-O with staff and students from the Monash School of Music in Melbourne. The piece was called Ikan Bilis, which is named after a spicy fish snack from Malaysia, which, by the way, is where Miss O was born. But she grew up in Perth and has been living in New York for the past decade or so, and is the chosen bass player these days for Pat Metheny. There are many Kiwi-born jazz artists who have either settled in Australia or do most of their work here, and we're going to feature a couple now. Singer Tina Harrod and pianist Aaron Ottignon wrote a song together called Until I Hear From You and recorded it for Tina's album City of Longing. The track features Dave Symes on bass, Evan Manell on drums, James Greening on trombone, Matt Keegan sax, Nick Garbutt on the trumpet, and the Mona Vale Primary School Choir at the end of the track. This is Until I Hear From You. Tina Harrod, Until I Hear From You, from her great-sounding album City of Longing, produced, engineered and mixed by Stu Hunter. We're going to continue with something from Stu Hunter's own album called The Migration, released in 2016. It was a response to the eternal themes of modern life, love, family, cultural complexity and the blurring of cultural identity within the global diaspora. Features Stu Hunter on the piano, Simon Barker on drums and percussion, Cameron Undy on bass, Carl Dewhurst guitar, Matt Keegan and Julian Wilson on reeds, James Greening again on the trombone, and I think he might be playing pocket trumpet or tuba here as well, and Phil Slater is the trumpet player. This is Stu Hunter and Land of Gypsies. Mm-hmm. Stu Hunter and Land of Gypsies from his album The Migration. Next, a piece called Young and Lost from prolific composer, pianist, producer Luke Howard, who has appeared on over 50 albums as either a leader or sideman. The piece we're going to hear is from his 2013 album, A Dove, A Lion, A Coast, A Pirate, and it features Jonathan Zion on bass and Daniel Ferrugia on the drums. Thank you. the Luke Howard Trio, Young and Lost. You're listening to Jazz Made in Australia with me, Philip James. Thanks very much for your company. Pianist Keith Jarrett has not performed in public since he played the Carnegie Hall in 2017, and he recently announced that a stroke he suffered in February 2018 has meant he almost certainly has played his last concert, sadly. This next piece was written as a dedication to Keith Jarrett by Phil Broadhurst, and here is Phil with his quartet to perform the piece. It is called Loping, and it's taken from the album Flaubert's Dance. Thank you. piece pretty accurately called, I think, Loping. Phil Broadhurst on piano, Oliver Holland on bass, Cameron Sangster drums, Mike Booth trumpet, and Roger Mannins on the tenor sax. Next up, a piece called Ode to Abe Snake, written by saxophonist Andrew Robson, and it's going to be performed by him with the other members of his trio, Steve Elphick on bass and Hamish Stewart on the drums, from a 1997 album they recorded called Scrum. Thank you. Andrew Robson Trio there, and a piece called Ode to Abe Snake. Andrew Robson was the Friedman Scholarship Fellow in 2003. Another fine sax player next, Mike Rivett, who was a finalist in the 2015 Friedman Fellowship. His debut album, Digital Seed, featured guitarists Carl Morgan and James Muller. Steve Barry on piano, Alex Bonham and Des White were bass players, and Ben Vandeval was on drums. Here's a piece from that album called Monsoon. Thank you. Mike Rivett there in a piece called Monsoon. You've been listening to Jazz Made in Australia, compiled for the Community Radio Network and recorded in the Sydney studios of Eastside Radio. Jazz Made in Australia is produced and presented by me, Philip James. We'll wrap things up today with something from an album recorded at the 2009 Stonington Jazz Festival by the Jack Sarilet Quartet. Jack Sarilet plays piano, Nico Shorble on drums, Julian Wilson sax, and Jonathan Zwartz is on bass. The piece is called Three Ways. Thanks for listening to Jazz, and I'll see you next time on Jazz Made in Australia.
Thank you.